Do you have a notebook carry around? Do you keep it in your head? How do you, let's talk about process just a little bit and how you sort of save and assemble and rearrange words to create poetry.
Used to just always scribble stuff down, but now, you know, I have my iPhone, so it's whenever I have an idea, I instantly write it down, and I'll email it to myself. So I don't even keep it in like a notebook on my phone. I just email the idea to myself right away because I know I'll go back to it, and I don't want to forget exactly whether it's an expression I hear somebody say something or it's something I see. You know, I'll try to write it down and as soon as I can because I don't want to forget that. And that works pretty well. It's a good tool to have because I seem to have it with me all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not looking at what I scribbled down and trying to decipher, you know, what exactly that was. But I've always done that, yeah.
With classes and teaching at the prison and being a father, husband, friend, when does that time to sit and really dig into writing come for you? Do you have to set aside time structured, or you just squeeze it in wherever you go? Or what's your process for actually getting the work done?
I wish there was. I wish I was disciplined, you know. A great friend of mine, Patrick Hicks, is very disciplined about writing, you know. Gets up really early every morning, goes to work and does that. And I need to do that, be more disciplined that way, because I just would be more productive. And right now I'm just, but I'm also, what are my priorities right now, you know? And I've got to be there and be a dad first. And I'm not saying, you know, so many writers are just more disciplined than I am. Patrick's a dad too, and he's a great dad. I'm just kind of probably a little bit more lazier because I don't get up that early in the morning, right. Or I don't get up until I have to.
He's going to hear this and he's going to call you.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen. He's going to say, good morning.
Yeah.
Jim.
He'll say,
it's
I'm
Patrick.
Writing.
The kids are sleeping.
And you
get
aren't.
Up.
But
Patrick Hicks will call and say, I'm writing and you aren't.
And then I'll feel guilty and then I'll have to find some time. And I try to do, like right now I'm working on this. It started as like a short story, nonfiction piece, and it's turning into a book. So, I mean, I'm working on it every day, but I started going into the gym and I work with a trainer and I'm doing all this stuff that's different in my life. I figured I've never had any muscle in my life. So, you know, it's either now or never, you know. So I've been doing this, taking this real seriously. So for like the last 8 months, I've learned. So I'm writing just anything I see in the gym, anything I hear and experience. And then, you know, I'm counting calories too and doing that kind of stuff, which is ridiculous. And I don't like it. But
sounds like you've got some discipline.
And it's hard.
But you can write about that.
But I write about it. Then, so I keep this journal and I write it every, you know, so you'll see me in the car when I get done working out. I'm just writing, you know, all this stuff real quick. And so that I've been doing really religiously. And poetry just comes when it comes. And I just keep. And then being in the writers group, of course, we're always helping each other out every week, working on somebody's poem, and then things just keep growing and growing and growing. And then I want to get to, you know, and then I want to get this nonfiction book sent out because it's done. So I need to do that. So yeah, I do it's just discipline. I have to make time to do it. And if I can sit down for an hour every day, that would be great. Do I do that every day? No. Am I writing an hour every day and reading? I mean, I'm reading and writing for hours every day, and I'm not on Facebook or anything like that, so I don't know how you could be on some of those social media sites and then write too and then do all your other things, you know. So I kind of just cut that out a lot. I mean, I didn't cut it out. I just never started. So I am writing, and then sometimes you just, you know, like yesterday I was writing, and I'm like, this is no good. You know, it
not
stinks.
Going anywhere. Yeah.
But then after like 15, 20 minutes, it's, you know, something started happening. Yeah. And it was only like a paragraph and a half, but it was something.
When you travel across the state, do people ask you questions about being a writer? Or are they mostly approaching you as readers? Do they show up to hear you read and are grateful for that or interested in that? Or are they hanging out afterwards and saying, how do I do this? How do I become a better writer?
I think both. I'll tell you what, you know, Ted Kuser always says to us, or I say us when we were students, and then what he would say if he were here right now, he would just say, you have to read. If you want to be a better writer, you have to read. And then you just have to keep writing and keep revising and revising, because that's, you know, just keeps getting better and better and better.
When I picked a poetry book for the Midday Book Club, I realized that some people are going to open up their mail who've subscribed to the book club and say, this is poetry. We haven't done this before. How do you approach a book of poetry as a reader for the first time? What's your recommendation for, do you just jump in at page one and start going? How do you read a book of poetry?
You know, I don't normally sit down and read a whole book of poetry. But it just depends, like anything else. If it's really good, then I mean, some people, like George Bilger, is an awesome poet, and I think I read his book like in one night easily, and go back to it a lot too. So I have all these, you know, all my books are dog-eared, and I have all these different notes in them because I go back to them too. A book of poetry, you can do that, you know. So it's it's different from reading a novel or a story or a memoir. You know, you want to get to the end of the chapter, you know, as a reader, because then you feel like you've accomplished something. You know, as a book of poems, you can read a few poems, and you know,
sometimes with your poetry, I get to the end of the stanza and I have to spend time with it before moving on. Has that happened to you when you read poetry? Sometimes you'll just read a line and you'll say, well, I have to think about that for a few minutes before I read the whole poem. It's just that well done throughout. It's that well crafted to that micro level.
I don't know if I've done, I do that too much. I mean, as an editor, sometimes I will, you know, when I'm always, I don't know. I think it's just different for each thing. There's lines that just knock you out and you're like, wow, that's great. You know, and you go back and reread it, but I always want to read it first and then read it again and keep going like that.
We'll just cut that alarm out.
That's fine.
The sound of the alarm, the sound of what time the child gets out of school.
That's right.
That's what that is.
Keep it in there. Because we do have to know that.
Right.
Somebody has to pick them up.
Somebody has to pick them up from school. It's not going to be me today, obviously.
That's good.
Do you want
to? Sure.
Here, read
let me see.
Here?
Let me read this because baseball season is in full swing now, and this is one that I really like. And then you talked about my daughters and just being parents and stuff like that, which we both know about, and you know, and so this is just another one of those days that I'll probably never forget now. This is called Thunder and Lightning. It's tourney time, and my daughter Willow has just scored her second run of the season. The innings mercy rule follows. Team Thunder hits the field as I strap the catcher's gear onto one of the unlucky players. She's already drenched. It's 90 degrees, muggy as all get out, a storm brewing. My wife is in the stand making faces at me, which is always a good sign. And our other daughter, Paige, is chasing ground squirrels with the other kids, too young to play. And I'm helping coach and keep score with two other fathers as the girls open up their first can of whoop-ass against the opposing team. We fetching or catching here, girls, the 8-year-old third baseman hollers. And 1, 2, 3, we are back to the top of our lineup, and the chatter begins. Can you turn around like Michael Jackson, break down like Britney Spears, shake it off like salt and pepper? No, you can't. And with cheeks full of sunflower seeds, these girls are starting to gel. How beautiful it is to see them come together as a team, discovering the beauty of the game before it's ruined by adults. And tonight, after ice cream, I watched the red maple, the first tree we've ever planted. Did I say I watch? I water the red maple, the first tree we've ever planted. The girls run and chase fireflies. When they catch one, they can't help but hold it hostage and pull its wings. I just can't stand to see it suffer, Willow says. And she grabs the hose and begins drowning the thing. And soon enough, they are off for a new adventure. As I watch my new, as-seen-on-TV pocket hose ravel itself into a ball, I catch a glimpse of what's left of the firefly, its cold light smeared on cement, and I hear, on this particularly quiet night, the flurry of small wings ascending.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Sorry I screwed it up, but...
That's good.
I don't think... Is that all right?
You know, it's all about imperfection, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do in radio. Tell the story and tell it true.
That's right. You know, I should read. I don't know. There's always all kinds of stuff you want to read, you know, and then, oh, I forgot to say this or I forgot to say that. And I guess by saying that too, what's neat about that, I guess, as a writer, you know, I guess it does answer your question. Do you get a second chance? I think you do as a writer, you know, it gives you a chance to think about things, a lot more, and then to write them down and really try to get in everything without leaving something out, you know.
Well, you get to come back again, too.
Yeah.
You will come back and talk to us
again. I will. Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being part of the book club. Thank you for agreeing to be a part of it.
You bet. Thanks for reading the book.
We love the book, and we'll talk to you again.
All right. Have a good day.